Northern New England began the planning process for offshore wind development in the Gulf of Maine Thursday. Stakeholders who packed into the meeting at UNH say the new industry will take years to develop, but it could be a powerful way to fight climate change. NHPR's Annie Ropeek was at the meeting and files this report.
The first meeting of the new Tri-State Wind Task Force for the Gulf of Maine drew more than 200 people, far more than federal organizers expected. They came from state and local governments, fisheries, private companies, and nonprofits across New Hampshire, Maine, and Massachusetts. Governor Chris Sununu was energized as he kicked things off, calling for collaboration and compromise.
And I'm looking across this room, and this is a good team. It really is. So we're all gonna have our input. We're all gonna be part of it, but we all have to appreciate what the other side is trying to get. Because at the end of the day, this can work. This should work.
Sununu says this process will be a waste of time if it doesn't result in wind development in the region, but he acknowledges that it won't happen overnight. The task force will take a couple years to choose wind leasing areas in federal Gulf of Maine waters. Then they'll auction the parcels off to developers. Planning, design, and construction that comes after that could run through around 2030. The process will also include public input and lots of permits, accounting for marine wildlife and ecosystems and commercial fisheries. Portsmouth lobsterman Eric Anderson leads the New Hampshire Commercial Fishermen's Alliance. He's worried about fishing around the floating wind turbines that could be necessary in the Gulf of Maine.
This whole issue seems to arise out of somewhat of a not-in-my-backyard approach from land-based projects, but the fishing industry that's in our backyard, and we hope that it's not upset.
Others say the potential payoff from offshore wind is too big to pass up, both for regional economies and for its potential to replace the use of planet-warming fossil fuels. Sarah Thorne is a retired science teacher from Gilmanton who spoke during public comment.
Wind energy can give our children a future. We must seize this opportunity immediately.
Task force members told the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management they want to learn more about where wind turbines should not be built and about the transmission infrastructure needed to bring the wind power ashore. They also asked for details on how the turbines could affect fishermen and coastal views. Annie Ropeek, NHPR News.